Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this podcast, I'm going to go over hot tub or your above ground spa chemistry. I recently did a video on hot tub chemistry, and I'm going to expand on it in this podcast so it can cover some more points that maybe weren't clear in the video or need to be expanded on. And if you have a hot tub or a spa, this podcast is definitely for you. And of course, if you service customers that have an above ground fiberglass hot tub, this would be a great way to kind of get a crash course on the chemistry. This episode of the Pool Guy Podcast Show is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/pool to receive 20% off your first 6 months. So a hot tub is a great way to have a relaxing experience in your backyard without a full investment in an in-ground pool and spa. So they're very popular in a lot of areas where maybe you don't have room for a full pool and spa combo, or if you have a condo or something like that and you want somewhere to relax in the backyard, they're very convenient. A lot of the customers that have these complain about not being able to maintain them, and it's fairly easy once you know the basics of how to maintain your hot tub or what's called a spa. I think they're referred to nowadays as hot tubs over spas. So I'm going to use the term hot tub throughout this podcast for you to make it easier. The first thing you need to know is that it's a very small body of water. And so the chemistry, although it's basic, you can overdo it very easily with such a small body of water. So for instance, most hot tubs are 250 gallons to 400 gallons of water, which compared to a 20,000 gallon pool is really a small amount of water. Also, the hot tubs are heated a lot to 100 degrees constantly, so the chemistry is going to be affected by that. Of course, the sanitizer will burn off quicker in that kind of environment with the water temperature at 100, so you have to check the chemistry at least once a week, sometimes more than once a week depending on how much usage you have with your particular hot tub. And so those are some factors that you don't really deal with in the pool. The small amount of water, and the fact that it's heated to 100 degrees on a continuous basis. So how do you find out the amount of water in a hot tub? If you're doing service on a hot tub as part of your business, the easiest way to do this is to get the spa model number. Let's say you're doing a Sundance spa, get the model number, go online and look for that model, or if you can't find it, call the manufacturer and ask them how many gallons are in the spa. They're hard to measure because they have indented seats, so they're all a little bit different. You could do like a simple calculation they would use to calculate the gallons in a pool. However, because of the odd shape of the seats and everything, you can't get an approximate number in most cases unless you actually know the model number and you can see how many gallons are in there. So for me, I just go online. When I get a spa or hot tub for service, I check the model number. I get pretty close to the spa that I'm servicing, and on the site, it should tell you the amount of gallons are in the spa. Like for instance, in the video that was in the hot tub video that I filmed, it was a eco spa, and it was 270 gallons. It was just pretty easy to find it online. And so now I know how many gallons are in the spa and how to calculate the chemistry. So one thing you're going to need is some kind of app that will tell you how much to add to your hot tub so that you can balance it. I find the poolcalculator.com app one of the better ones out there. The desktop version is free. You can also pay for the app that goes on your phone if you wanted to use it there. But it's very easy to use. You just plug in the amount of gallons of the hot tub, the water temperature. Then you would plug in the numbers for the chemistry after you test it. And then you would put in where you want the chemistry to be at. For instance, if the chlorine's at 0 and you want it to be at 3 parts per million, you would enter those numbers into the app. And then it will tell you how much to add of your sanitizer, whether you're using chlorine, bromine, or dichlor in that nature. And then, of course, with the pH, it'll also tell you how much dry acid to add. I'll go over that a little bit more when I talk about the chemistry to the spa to bring down the pH, or how much sodium bicarbonate to add to bring up the pH in the spa. And so it was much harder in the old days to do this, because you had to get a chart and match up the amounts, and then you'd have to divide it because it's such a small body of water. So the app really helps in this regard. It'll give you the amount to add in ounces and in teaspoons. Again, we're dealing with a small body of water, so it doesn't take too much to adjust it up or down depending on the chemistry. Also, a lot of the spas come with nowadays with a UV system or an ozone system, or maybe even a combination of both. And these are great ways to enhance the sanitizing of the spa. The reason why the spas come with these now is mainly because if you put too much of the bromine or chlorine in the spa, you're going to get that odor because it's covered with a lid, and the odor is not pleasant. So manufacturers realize that nobody wants to use a spa that really smells like chemicals. So a way to get around that is to have alternate ways to enhance the sanitizer in the spa, so you can use less of the chlorine or bromine in the spa. So UV systems are very popular. It's basically just a light. When the water passes through this light, the water is going to be moving at a slower speed, similar to if you had it on your pool. And on a low speed, as the water passes through this light, it's a UV spectrum of 254 nm. As this light hits the water, just imagine like a light bulb, maybe like a blue light, and then the water passing over the tube that it's protected in. And as this water is passing over it, the light is exposed to the light, the UV light, and this really damages or rearranges the DNA of microorganisms, algae, bacteria, and viruses, and it destroys them. So it's highly effective, and this means you can keep your chlorine or bromine level at 1 parts per million in the case where you have a spa with a UV system, because the UV system is acting as an enhancer to the sanitizer you put in there, so you don't really need it at 3 or 4 or 5 parts per million. And then a lot of spas will have an ozone system. A lot of pools have this nowadays also. And it's basically just adding more oxygen molecules to the water. So it's a controlled way to oxidize the water. And since the water is being heavily oxidized, it's going to cut down on the chloramines that will form in the water. It'll prevent algae, destroy microorganisms in the water. All these are the great benefits of ozone. And besides that, you can use a lot less sanitizer again in the spa or hot tub, and you can keep the chlorine or bromine level at 1 parts per million with an ozone system running in your spa or hot tub. I keep saying spa. It's a habit because I call them spas, but I know nowadays they're known as hot tubs, so I'll have to break myself of that. So the ozone and the UV system are a great way to enhance the sanitation of the spa. You may be able to add one aftermarket if you already have an older hot tub, and you can add the ozone or the UV to it, depending on which model you have, if you can add it or not, if there's an add-on area to it. If you don't have the ability to add the ozone or UV, you can use a mineral sanitizer also, like the Spa RX or the Frog system. And this uses a chelated copper mineral that will help enhance the sanitation of the spa also, in a similar way as the UV would do it, but it's just a mineral that you put in your spa. Or you can just use straight chlorine and bromine in your spa to sanitize it, which a lot of people do without the ozone and the UV system. So let's talk about the sanitizers you can use in your spa. And you want to use either or chlorine or bromine. You don't want to mix chlorine with bromine. So if you're using the bromine tablets, you don't want to add liquid chlorine to your hot tub if you're using bromine tablets in there. If your bromine level zeroes out in your hot tub, you want to use granular bromine. And there's different packagings of those you can buy. But it's basically the bromine in a granular form. And this will give you a bromine bank and bring up the sanitizer level so that the tablets can actually work. Since the bromine tablets are slow dissolving, if the level gets to zero in your spa, they don't activate quickly enough to bring up the bromine level in your spa. So you're going to need to add something to bring it up. What I like to do is I crush the tablets myself into a fine powder, and then I put him in the spa, and that acts as that helps bring up the bromine level to the right level, and then the tablets will take over, and they'll effectively keep the bromine level at the 3 parts per million level in your hot tub. So you can either buy the granular bromine, or you can break tablets up, which is what I do. And make sure you break them up really fine into a powder. You don't want any clumps of the bromine tablets sitting on the surface, because it could bleach out certain types of spa surfaces. And if you're using chlorine, of course, to sanitize your hot tub, you don't want to use bromine tablets in there or use any kind of bromine product. Just stick with the liquid chlorine. And I think liquid chlorine is a great sanitizer, because a little bit goes a long way. So for instance, if your spa is at zero and it's like 300 gallons of water, you just need about 2 tablespoons or 6 teaspoons of liquid chlorine to bring it up from 0 to 3 parts per million. So that's a very small amount of liquid chlorine in your spa to bring the level up to the appropriate sanitizer level. And so the proper level of chlorine or bromine in your hot tub should be between 2 and 4 parts per million, with a maximum of 5 parts per million and a minimum of 1 part per million. So if it's below 1, you could have viruses, bacteria, or other organic contaminants make your hot tub unhealthy to use. The water will become cloudy, and you'll have poor water quality with improper sanitizer levels in your hot tub. I'm going to pause here for 1 minute, and I mentioned Jobber at the beginning of the podcast, and Jobber is a great way to manage your pool route. And of course, if you have a hot tub on your route, it's a great way to log when you service the hot tub. You can also send emails to customers automated when you're going to be at the account to service their hot tub and spa. And you can also bill the customers directly for any kind of repairs you're doing. Or if you're draining the spa or hot tub down and you want to bill the customer for that service, you can actually send an invoice while you're there at the service account to the customer, and they can actually pay you right there to the invoice for the service. So sometimes you'll have to drain a hot tub down on the spot while you're there because the water quality has gotten so bad. And this is a great way to actually invoice the customer for that service right when you're at the job site doing that. So it's a great service app. Check it out at the link that I provided at the beginning of the podcast. So let's switch over to pH right now. And I did mention draining the spa right there in my little ad there. And I have another video where I go over draining the spa. For me, I think the best way to drain the spa is with a sump pump, submersible pump, or utility pump. If you use a utility pump, it'll get the water down to below 1/4 inch. So it'll drain all the water out pretty rapidly. So a 300-gallon spa with a 1/4 horsepower utility pump, you can drain that whole spa down in about 20 minutes. And then you refill it in about 20 minutes also. So about an hour of your time is going to be used to drain and service a hot tub. And you would charge either a flat fee or your hourly rate depending on how you have your service business set up. So typically I charge about $120 to drain and refill a spa with the submersible pump. Typically I have a service account at that time. And so while I'm draining the hot tub down, I'm actually servicing the pool at the same time. So I'm not just standing there for 40 minutes while it drains and refills. So let me touch on the pH in the spa. So if the pH is too high, you can lower it down with any of these products that say pH down or alkalinity down. Typically, it's sodium bisulfate, which in our industry, the pool industry, is known as dry acid. You can buy pure dry acid. Of course, it'll have the same ingredient, sodium bisulfate. It may be even cheaper to buy a 5-pound bucket of dry acid versus buying, you know, a small 12-ounce or 20-ounce bottle of spa pH down. Usually the spa products are more expensive because they're manufactured in a smaller amount and then they're sold under different labels. So the active ingredient you're looking for to lower down the pH and alkalinity, it'll lower both down at the same time, is sodium bisulfate. And so if you have high pH, typically you'll have high alkalinity in your spa, and you would use this to lower down the pH and alkalinity at the same time. So you don't need too much of the sodium bisulfate or dry acid in your spa to lower it down, to lower the pH by 1. So if it's at 8.4 and you want to get to 7.4, you're only going to need about 6 teaspoons of this to lower it down. It's really powerful and acts really powerfully in a small body of water, like a 300-gallon hot tub. So keep that in mind when you're using the dry acid or sodium bisulfate, you don't want to overdo it because then your pH will get down really low and it'll become hazardous to the spa equipment. If it drops below 7.0, you can have some damage to the pump in the spa and things like that. Any kind of metal parts in the spa could start to rust and corrode with very low pH in your spa. Then you want to raise the pH up immediately in that case with sodium bicarbonate. And since I mentioned that, if you have low pH or low alkalinity in your spa, you want to raise it up with the sodium bicarbonate. It's labeled under spa pH up or spa alkalinity up or pH up. You can actually just use a bag of Arm & Hammer baking soda. You could buy a 5-pound bag at Costco or Walmart or a 12-pound bag and use that to raise up your spa's alkalinity and pH. And again, a little bit goes a long way. You just need teaspoons of the sodium bicarbonate to raise up the pH and alkalinity in your hot tub. And the ideal range for pH should be 7.4 to 7.6. And most people say no higher than 7.8, but you can go to 8.0 in some cases and then lower it down if you need to. The minimum is 7.2, and again, I wouldn't drop it below that because then the metal in the spa may start to rust or corrode. So keep the pH between 7.4 and 7.6. And it's really easy to do with the sodium bicarbonate and the sodium bisulfate, the pH down and the pH up, to get it within the ideal range. So you can play around with it with the pool calculator and see how much you have to add to raise and lower that. And it's, again, it's not that difficult to do as long as you have the right calculator to see how much you need to add to your spa. The next thing you want to test is for calcium hardness. And typically the calcium hardness is going to be what your fill water calcium level is. In my area, we use well water, so the calcium hardness is typically very high. But if you're filling your spa up after draining it, in my area, it's usually around 150 or 200. And if you have an area where you have really low calcium in your water, which is possible in certain areas of the country, then you have to add calcium chloride to bring up the calcium hardness level in your spa. So either you have high calcium or low calcium, depending on your water. The only way to lower the calcium hardness is to drain the spa down and refill it. And it's pretty easy to do, like I mentioned earlier. If you want to raise it, you'd use the calcium chloride to raise it up. And again, small amounts of that will raise it up. The calcium hardness in a hot tub should be between 150 and 250, with a max of 250 and a minimum of 150. So those are the ideal levels of calcium hardness. Now, how do you do all these tests in your hot tub? You need a good tester. So you can use test strips, of course, but those will just give you a range of your chemistry, and you have to kind of guess if it's actually 7.8, 8.0, and then when you adjust the chemistry, you have to guess again if it's 7.2 or 7.4. So those aren't typically ideal for a hot tub. They're good to get an idea of if you have sanitizer and where the pH is, and it won't give you the exact alkalinity either. So it's just a color swab, and you're going to have to kind of match it up with your eye. If you're going to be doing your own hot tub care, I prefer if you get a reagent tester like the Taylor test kit, maybe the K2005 or 2006, or get a photometer tester like the ColorQ Pro 7, the PoolLab 1.0. The one I use in the video I really like is the iDip. It's a little bit expensive, a little more expensive than the ColorQ Pro 7 and the PoolLab, but I really like the tester. It's a great way to test your water. It's a photometer, and these will give you exact readouts of the pH, alkalinity, and also the sanitizer you're using, either chlorine or bromine. So definitely think about getting a photometer. You can spend about $150 to $200 on it. But once you buy the tester, you're going to really utilize it testing your spa or hot tub water. And you're going to really enjoy doing the water testing because it'll give you a digital readout of what your actual levels are at in your hot tub. And it'll be easy to plug those right into the poolcalculator.com and then get the amount to add to your spa to bring the chemistry in balance. And the way I look at it, if you're going to spend $5,000 or $7,000 on a hot tub, spending $150 to $200 on a good test kit to preserve your investment is very logical. If the pH gets too low again, it could ruin your hot tub. And if you use it when the sanitizer level is at zero, you can get really sick and ill from different viruses and bacteria and organic contaminants in the water. So it's a good idea to invest in a really good test kit so you can keep your hot tub balanced. And I think it's a better investment than using, you know, $10 test strips. It's just not logical to use those when you spend $4,000 to $8,000 on a hot tub and you want to balance it. And if you do service, you definitely want to run a reagent test with the hot tubs you're maintaining, or use a photometer to get an accurate reading, just so that the customer has high quality water at all times while they use their hot tub, while you're taking care of it. So since the hot tub is covered all the time, you're not going to need cyanuric acid to protect the chlorine from the sun's UV rays. And so you're not going to need cyanuric acid in your hot tub. So you're not going to need any trichlor tablets. I do not recommend using those in your hot tub anyway, because the odor from the chemicals is really going to be strong with it covered. And besides that, it'll add conditioner or cyanuric acid to your hot tub, which you don't need. Definitely the bromine tablets don't have cyanuric acid in them. In fact, the cyanuric acid conditioner is not compatible with bromine. So the way that cyanuric acid works briefly is it bonds with the chlorine molecule and unbonds rapidly. That's what protects it from the UV rays. But the bromine molecule does not bond with cyanuric acid, and so it's useless in a spa. So you wouldn't put cyanuric acid in your spa, and you wouldn't test for it because there shouldn't be any of it in the spa. So you don't need to test for cyanuric acid. Basically, you're testing for free chlorine or bromine, pH, total alkalinity, and the calcium hardness. And do you need enhancers and different things in your spa? Typically not. All you need is a good sanitizer, or if your spa has a UV or ozone, that would be ideal. So, and then when to drain your spa, I'll probably cover that on a separate podcast for you, so you kind of know when to drain your spa, and also how to drain, the best way to drain the spa. And again, I'll do that in a separate podcast for you. But I just wanted to give you the basic chemistry so that you can maintain your hot tub on your own. Or if you do pool service, it's not going to be like something that's foreign to you when you get there and the customer asks you if you can maintain their hot tub for them also. You would, of course, charge for that if it's separate from the pool. And then you would give them a price on that, and then you would maintain it, and you would tell them you would test it every week, and you would maintain it with either chlorine or bromine, and you would use a high-quality tester to make sure that the water is safe for them. But I just wanted to touch on the chemistry because I get a lot of questions about hot tub chemistry, and I hope this podcast helped to clarify a lot of things in that regard. This podcast is also brought to you by InuPools.com. InuPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. If you want to read more about hot tub care, you can go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Just click on the Pool Care 101 tab, scroll down the hot tub. I have the video that I mentioned there for you, as well as the write-up. I have the chemistry levels there, the link to the poolcalculator.com to download the app or bookmark it on your desktop. And I have a write-up that I have that kind of goes with this podcast here to further help you. Again, that's at swimmingpoollearning.com under the Pool Care 101 tab. And then you have the hot tub care, and you can read more about the sanitizers and UV and ozone there. If you do service for a living and you need help, more one-on-one help with your business, or if you have problems out in the field, definitely think about the coaching program. For $10 a month, you can text me, and for $20 a month, you can call me. And there's also a lot of great group benefits for being part of the group, including a group me chat, as well as great discounts on services and other things for other products for manufacturers. You can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.